The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome back to Get Up. We're coming to you live here from the Seaport. It is brought to you by Greg Goose, Brian Custer, in for Greeny. And look, I got my friends here. I got Sal Powell here, Damian Woody. My legs.
Tuesday, it's legs day.
Yeah,
it's legs day.
It's
always legs day.
Tim Legler's here. And of course, we got the swag. We got Swagoo with us as well. All right, guys, let's get to one of the big games of the night. Another number one seed has gone down in the women's tournament, and number one Indiana taking on number nine Miami. 12 seconds left. Miami at the line. Haley Cavender made the first, makes the second one as well. Puts the Hurricanes up three. And look at this. How about this leg? Shushes the crowd after the second one. Waves to them as well. Out of the timeout. Now Indiana. They got to get it to the playmaker, and they're going to get it to Yarden Garzón. And look, she stepped behind the arc, knocks down that three. We got a tie game at 6-8. Crowd's going wild. Miami now is going to take a timeout. And maybe it was destiny that they win this game. Why? Because you got to get it to your ball player, Destiny Harden. Harden in the lane. Gets it to go with 3.3 left. Miami up. Indiana doesn't have a timeout. They got to get the ball inbound. They get it to Chloe Moore McNeil. She turns it over. And Indiana becomes the second number one seed on the women's side to fall before the Sweet 16. Hurricanes win it 70-68. And let's get to the performance of the night. And how about Julius Randle, the Knicks at the Garden, taking on the T-Wolves. And this one was a game. Watch Randle here. Here, legs. The drive right to the rack.
Yeah, what a year he's had. Putting up huge numbers every night and showing you the versatility as a guy that could drive, finish, spot up, and shoot it, and he felt it early last night.
Had 12 in the first quarter all alone. He was just getting started, legs. But we get to the fourth, under a minute to go. The trap, Brunson passing it, and then Randle scoring the bucket and one. Knocked down the free throw, legs. He's got 57.
An epic night for him. Unfortunately, the defense let him down a little bit and allowed Minnesota to put up some big numbers.
Randle thought he had the rebound, got knocked away from him. He thought he got fouled, so he's upset. And then all of a sudden, they lose contain. And how about that? There's the score by Taurean Prince. And that's really the score that put him up. And Randle just explodes, gets a technical. And look, the Knicks go on and lose this one 140-134. Now, Randle's career high 57 points, tied for third most in Knicks history. It's also the fifth most game there at the Garden since it opened in 68, trailing only Carmelo Anthony, James Harden, Kobe Bryant, and Bernard King. Of course, Randle, his first 50-point game there, a career high for him, and the first player to put up 50 there since as a Knick, since Carmelo Anthony in 2014. Looking at what obviously a bad loss last night, but looking the way the Knicks have been playing, they've been on a roll. Can they make some noise, you think, in the postseason?
They're one of those teams that's I consider lurking beneath the surface, right?
Yeah.
We've been talking about Boston and Milwaukee all year. Philadelphia has actually been the best team in the NBA over the last 2 months. So you've got three teams at the top. But then you've got the Knicks and the Cavs right there hovering. And neither one of those teams would be somebody you would want to see in a first-round series. So if it's the Knicks-Cleveland, I think to me that's a toss-up. I think if the New York Knicks ended up with a team like Philly, that could be a six- or seven-game series where you've got to work for it to get it. Now, I don't know that they have quite enough in terms of their depth to be able to make a run at Boston, Milwaukee, and probably even Philadelphia the way they're playing now. But playoff pressure does things to people. So if you get, you know, a team like Cleveland does not have a lot of collective playoff experience, you get a team like Philly where they've had some guys have struggles in the postseason, the Knicks could be a team that could potentially make some noise and surprise somebody in the first round.
Obviously, Randle's been much better from what we saw last year. We had that down year. How much has Brunson, the addition of Brunson, been for them?
I think for me, there are three guys in the entire league that have had the biggest impact in terms of first-year players with a first full year with a new team. Jalen Brunson would be in that category, Donovan Mitchell, and then Sabonis with Sacramento. Those are the three guys that have been the difference makers. For the Knicks, think about how many point guards they've been through over the last two decades trying to solidify that position. He was the biggest name in the free agent market because most guys, you know, re-signed with their own teams, the big stars. So he was the big name. A lot of pressure came with that. And what he has showed us is, first of all, his ceiling is much higher as an offensive player than anybody thought coming into the NBA.
Right.
And the other thing is, and we should have learned this from him at Nova, he thrives under pressure. He loves the big stage, the big moment. Coming to Madison Square Garden with expectations on a team, when you get that kind of money, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that, and he has done nothing but embrace it, run toward the light rather than run from it. So one of the biggest acquisitions in the league, without question, gives them a real chance.
Yeah, you're right about that. Let's stay in New York, and it's starting to feel like deja vu, but now we're talking football in the Jets, because long, long time, far, far away, in March 2008, Packers QB Brett Favre announced he was retiring. He would eventually express a desire to return, and he was traded to the Jets that summer. And more things were looking good for Gangreen. Got off to an 8-3 start, Favre ranking the top five in touchdown passes up until that point. But with Favre playing through a bicep injury, the wheels fell off. Jets lost 4 of 5, missed the playoffs. Favre threw a league-high 22 picks that year. Okay, guys, it looks like Aaron Rodgers is coming. And this is really eerily similar. I mean, both guys are basically the same age here. You tell me why, though, this won't go left like it seemed like it did with Brett Favre. Because it was good and when they were 8-3, and then all of a sudden, they dropped 4 of their last 5. I think Favre threw 9 picks, just 2 touchdowns in those 5 games. Tell me why it won't be the same thing all over again with Aaron.
You want me to answer first? This man played with Brett Favre, with the New York Jets. So, with all due respect, I mean, they're two different players, right? Yep. Aaron Rodgers takes care of the football, A.
Yep.
And B, Aaron Rodgers takes care of his body because he plays differently. Brett Favre willingly gave up his body all of the time, D-Wood, on the football field. That's what made him a warrior. That's why teammates loved playing for Brett Favre. Yep. Aaron Rodgers takes care of his body. He's shiftier within the pocket. He has subtle pocket movements to avoid contact that you don't see from many other quarterbacks. Subtle, instinctive movement in the pocket to avoid contact. And most important, he doesn't turn the football over. So the Jets were 7-10 last year without a quarterback.
Yeah.
You automatically flip the script for the New York Jets. You give them a quarterback who moves the chains on third down, who can get in the end zone, in the red zone and inside the 5-yard line, takes care of the football. You have a top 5 defense in points allowed. Last time Aaron Rodgers had a top 5 defense in points allowed, won the Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. When his team gives up 20 points or less on defense, Aaron Rodgers is 80-10. 80-10. Come on now. And the New York Jets were in the top 5 in scoring defense last year. You let Robert Saleh run that defense. You let Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers run that offense. I mean, this team's going to win the division.
What do you think, D-Wood?
Hey, Sal preaching to the choir, right? He's preaching that gospel right now. But I will say, like, the biggest thing for me, the biggest difference is Aaron Rodgers and how he takes care of the football. Like, I love Brett Favre. Brett Favre's a warrior. Brett Favre did a lot of amazing things when he was with the Jets. And obviously, the injury really hampered him down the stretch. But the one difference between the big difference between the two players, one really knows how to take care of the football. That is huge, especially when you're playing under a defensive-minded head coach who want to minimize mistakes, play to his defense. Mm-hmm. But now you add the quarterback the caliber of Aaron Rodgers. Well, listen, last year with the Jets, they had a 3-game stretch where they didn't score a touchdown. Think about that. In the national football, in the lowest year of 2023, NFL team didn't score a touchdown in 3 straight games. Okay, now you're bringing up a real professional quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. Man, they're going to be off and running.
Swaggle, I know.
Talk about preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I know. He's right. You guys make valid points. Swaggle, here's my thing. I love that the Jets hold out. I say, look, you hold out and you try to offer Green Bay a 3rd-round, 4th-round conditional pick, kind of what Mike Tannenbaum did, because it ended up being just a 3rd-round pick because Brett Favre played more than 50%. I don't say you hold on to that 1st-round pick that you got, because you got young studs on this team. And when you look at the history of the 13th overall pick, Aaron Donald, Laremy Tunsil, Tristan Wirfs. If you can get a player like that in the draft and Aaron Rodgers to go with what you already have, oh, okay, I'm buying in at that point. That's why I say you hold out and try to give them a third, fourth conditional type pick, and then you go get Aaron Rodgers. What do you say, Swaggo?
I say you out of your damn mind. And listen, you see, because what you're doing right now is you playing TV, right? You mentioned the 13th picks that are Hall of Famers and dudes that played out of their mind. It's been a lot of drafts in the NFL, and all them 13th picks ain't panned out to be Aaron Donald and Tristan Wirfs and the guy, Laremy Tunsil, the guys you just named. The other part of this is, too, like Aaron Rodgers still – We only 2 years away from removed from him being the MVP of the NFL. And a lot of people forget that. And listen, you don't have to twist my arm to be critical of Aaron Rodgers. But the one thing I've stayed steadfast on is that this dude is a baller. And when he's on, he plays this game out of his damn mind at an elite level that very few can reach. When you start talking about his ability to put the ball where it needs to be, his impact on winning, his impact on making guys better. If the New York Jets are getting that guy, man, the hell with them picks. We done seen the Rams say the hell with them picks for years, and it turned into them having the Super Bowl. I don't care about the 13th pick if I'm getting a fully invested Aaron Rodgers along with the guys that I've already have. Remember.
Thank you.
Some of those picks have went to Quinnen Williams. They have went to Sauce Gardner. They've went to Garrett Wilson. Joe Douglas has been doing a really good job with his picks when you start talking about the draft. But if I could trade one of those picks for Aaron Rodgers and the Aaron Rodgers that I think I'm getting because he actually wants to be in the building, that 13 pick will be gone.
So Swaggoo, does it have to end in a Super Bowl then? If that's the case, does it have to end in a Super Bowl this year?
Well, I'm putting that type of pressure on them, but yeah, it does. But I think you'll have what I hope is that you'll have in more than 1 year, and you'll be able to make a couple runs at this thing. So if you end up in the AFC Championship or you end up deep into the playoffs, great. But he is coming to try to win a Super Bowl. Make no mistake about it. And I'm fine with putting that type of pressure on him because I said the same thing in Green Bay when he went through all that he went through to try to get them to capitulate and do everything he wanted them to do, is that you are Super Bowl or bust. I don't want to put that on the Jets because it's still a lot of young players outside of Aaron Rodgers that don't have that type of experience right now. But Super Bowl would be great in the first year. But I think if you get to the second year and you start to see what we think we'll see, it'll be Super Bowl or bust at that point.
See, this is why I watch this show, because I always agree with Swaggoo, and I agree with him 2,000%. The Jets are not chasing the Dolphins. They're not chasing the Bills. They're not chasing the Patriots, D. Wood. They're chasing history. They haven't won a Super Bowl since we put a man on the moon, okay? And they haven't been in the playoffs since people started using iPhones. So, I mean, this is what the Jets get. They get history. They get a chance to chase history when they bring Aaron Rodgers into Florham Park. You own the back page of the New York Daily News and the New York Post. You get on national TV 5 times. You dominate the conversation. It'll be the biggest story in the National Football League when Aaron Rodgers comes to Florham Park, New Jersey.
And the Jets Messiah says, I'll give you my number 12. So it doesn't get any better than that. You know what? We're going to talk about another high-profile quarterback. Coming up, no Lamar Jackson deal has not been done yet. No new team, no nothing. But what makes the perfect landing spot for Lamar? We're going to tell you in mere moments. Plus, in a year where many NFL teams are QB needy, where are two of the brightest stars, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, going to land? Mel Kiper, he's going to tell you just ahead. This, Get Up.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Hey, you know when the Ravens put that non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson, that just opened the door for former MVP to negotiate really with other teams. And the question is, will a team give him the guaranteed money it appears that Baltimore is not willing to give him? If that's the case, and I remember this, D. Wood, you said this yesterday, if I'm the Washington Commanders, I'm calling Lamar Jackson. I'm calling him. I'm calling his mama. I'm calling his cousin, whoever he's representing.
I'm calling his grandmama, everybody, somebody.
What do you think about that?
I totally agree. I mean, they need a quarterback, one, and they have a natural competitive rivalry with the Baltimore Ravens in the Washington, D.C. metroplex kind of area. The two teams, let's just face it, they don't like each other, right? The two owners are always competing with one of the players and attention in the area, and this would be a perfect move by Daniel Snyder to say to the rest of the owners, what, you know what? On my way out the door, I'm going to give this young man the big guaranteed contract. I'm going to give Lamar Jackson what he wants, which is what the other owners don't want to do. 5 years, 6 years, whatever it is, 10 years, make sure that he is whole. But the bottom line is, Lamar Jackson changes the conversation for any franchise that he goes to. But for the Washington Commanders, they, not only do they put him on the map, but they need a quarterback. They
yes,
need
they
a
do.
Quarterback.
Yes, they
and
do.
And he would be perfect for Washington.
You also talked about, and I remember when we were in our pre-meeting, you said there's a sleeper team. And if there was a sleeper team that should be ringing his phone, who is that sleeper team?
I think it should be the Miami Dolphins. I do. I think for me, if you put Lamar Jackson with those wide receivers and that offense and the way McDaniel runs that offense, I think he would be perfect for the Miami Dolphins and the way they run that offense. I'm not down on Tua. I'm not saying Tua can't do it. But Lamar Jackson, let's face it, former MVP, the way he runs with the football, he would be a perfect fit for Miami in every single way.
What do you think? What do you think, Swaggoo?
I like the Commanders. Makes a ton of sense, especially in a position of need, and you're not in a position to get a guy that you think is going to change your franchise. Wishful thinking with Sal, obviously Miami would be one of those places. We could throw San Francisco in there as well. Could you imagine Lamar Jackson with Kyle Shanahan in that system? A real player, though, maybe, and as I was thinking about it, listening to you guys talk, maybe the Colts. Shane Steichen goes over there with a system that Jalen Hurts ran. And we saw an ascension of Jalen Hurts. They got receivers around him. Obviously, it put him in a position where this offense could thrive, built an offensive line. And Lamar Jackson is elite. And I want everybody out to understand that Lamar Jackson has not received calls from other teams. It has nothing to do with his talent or ability to play the game or the position at a very high level. This is business based on what other teams are trying to do or trying to facilitate. And some may even be playing coy until that final hour comes where their feet is to the fire and they have to go after Lamar Jackson. But it's to be honest with you guys, it's 20 teams that you could probably say, well, Lamar Jackson would make them better. He would make them better. And it would be absolutely true. But when you think about the Washington Commanders' position of need, although they just they just acquired a quarterback, when you think about the Colts with a new head coach, Ursay, the owner, is known to make splashes, kind of go against the grain with other owners at times, as he did in the Daniel Snyder situation at the owners' meeting. You think about all of these teams that would be benefited by Lamar Jackson playing quarterback, but there are teams that would actually speed their process of winning and building a franchise into a winning culture with Lamar Jackson. So I don't think it's just about getting him because he's a good quarterback and a guy that plays at a high level. There also has to be a couple of teams out there thinking about, you know what, if we acquire Lamar Jackson, we would put ourselves in a winning window now as opposed to waiting 2 or 3 years to see if we can find a guy to hold that position down and we start building out the rest of the roster. Somebody will come in the 11th hour. I think the Ravens will match it, and he'll end back up in Baltimore.
So we've talked a lot about these different teams. Colts is an interesting one because I hadn't really heard about that one. What if nobody calls? What if nobody calls for Lamar? And in essence, now he's got to make a decision on whether or not he's going to sign that franchise tag or hold out.
I don't think it's business. I think it's bad business. I think people should be out there looking to get Lamar Jackson on their football team. I realize he's missed 31% of his starts in the last 2 years. That's nearly a third of his game. So durability is an issue. But his ability to change the way defenses have to defend him, to put a hat on a hat. And that's why I brought up Miami. Yes, it's a little bit of wishful thinking for Dolphins fans or for Stephen Ross or for the people of Miami. But the bottom line is, when you have a guy like Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson, and you have to account for him as a runner, that opens everything up. That's why the Eagles were number one in explosive plays. And if you put Lamar Jackson with those wide receivers, I'm just saying, if you have that on your team and you have Lamar Jackson back there, it's an absolute nightmare for defensive coordinators, especially in the AFC.
But that's the point. That's why it is about business. Because we all know Lamar Jackson is going to make these teams better. Nobody that I've seen on any show doesn't believe that Lamar Jackson is going to upgrade the quarterback position at any of those places. I'm with you on Miami. I'm with you on San Francisco. San Francisco would be the Super Bowl favorite in the NFC if Lamar Jackson ended up there? Yeah, so I get what you're saying about bad business, but in their mind, it has nothing to do with football. It's all about the money. And when you start thinking about this from a franchise level, a guaranteed contract, let's not be on TV and act like these owners want to give out a guaranteed contract. We all know that. We knew that before he asked for one. His own franchise doesn't want to give up one. So I think it boils down to 11th hour panic mode. Lamar Jackson is that guy. Let's put a package together for him.
Man, I tell you what, if Baltimore just invested in some receivers and gave him, you look at it, he completed like 70% of his passes when he was just in the pocket. The guy's a generational talent. All right, we got to talk more about quarterback. You're talking about a guy who had a heck of a season. How about Jalen Hurts? Remarkable season he had for the Eagles and why he gives off a vibe that reminds someone here of a legend. And it's a little sneaky himbo time for Sal Pal. All right here, Sal Pal. By seasons played, who is the longest tenured player in Eagles history? And I'm telling you what, if you don't get this answer, you will not be allowed back in Philly when we come back.
Delicious, meet nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Back here on Get Up, and you know what? It's sneaky himbo time. And listen, I don't think we've ever had a discussion like we've had in a break over this one. All of Philadelphia is relying on you, Sal Pal. Seasons played, that's the key there. Longest tenured Eagles player in history.
Well, Brian, I got the football. Yeah. I could punt it, Jeff Fiegels. I could kick it, yeah. David Akers.
Yes.
But I got to go with my man, Harold Carmichael.
Harold Carmichael. Is that the final answer?
Just went in the Hall of Fame for the Philadelphia. Is that my final answer?
Great answer. It's wrong. Chuck Bednarik is there. Harold Carmichael was great. 13. Bednarik there. How about the cigar and
the cigarette? Yeah.
There. I'm just saying, Sal Pal, how are you going to get back to Philadelphia?
I'm going to be excommunicated from Philadelphia.
Not since the guy who cracked the Liberty Bell have you disgraced the city like you've done this by not knowing Chuck Bednarik. Shame on you, Sal Pal. But that was a good one. Sneaky himbo. Sneaky.
He got me.
Sneaky himbo. All right, back with you here on Get Up. We got to get back to Mel Kiper's new mock draft. It has dropped. He's got four quarterbacks going in the top five, which has never happened really in the common draft era. And he's got C.J. Stroud, not Bryce Young, off the board first overall to Carolina. Now, at number six, he's got Georgia defensive tackle Jalen Carter going to the Lions. Now, you know, Carter had those legal issues. He struggled at the pro day, but he remains top-ranked prospect on Mel's big board. And then, going back to the offensive side, there are seven pass catchers taken in an 11-pick span from 18 to 28, and that run begins with the Notre Dame tight end Michael Meyer. And, of course, Mel is with us. Okay, Mel here. So let's run through here in your top quarterbacks here on the board, and let's start with number one.
Yeah, you look at C.J. Stroud, you know, going to the Carolina Panthers. What C.J. Stroud needs to work on, obviously, is continuing to become that dual-threat quarterback. A guy can beat you with his legs. We saw that against Georgia. We did not see that during his career at Ohio State. Certainly, the completion percentage, the accuracy, the staying away from interceptions, he did all that. But, you know, can you bottle what we saw against Georgia and take that into his NFL career? People say he hadn't won the big game. I don't care about that. Peyton Manning didn't beat Florida, and Troy Aikman didn't beat Rodney Peete. You look at Bryce Young. Bryce Young, to me, it's all about the size. And he doesn't have the howitzer for an arm. He doesn't have Kyler Murray's incredible speed, but the size is the big issue at 5'10 and a quarter, 204 pounds. Is that not 204 manufactured? Can he maintain that throughout the NFL, that long NFL season? Can he hold up physically and withstand punishment? That's the biggest question mark with Bryce Young. For Will Levis, it's all about one thing. The season in 2022, do you write it off and say, hey, he was hurt, he was banged up, he had a horrible offensive line, he didn't have Wandale Robinson, or do you factor it in? I don't, but even if you look at even in the 2021 season, the interceptions, the turnovers, some fumbles, he needs to fix that, not turn the ball over, especially when you get down into the red zone. For me, Will Levis, that's the biggest thing with him. Anthony Richardson, we know about the talent, okay? That's in abundance. But precise, accurate passing needs to be worked on, and he's got a limited number of starts. Just 1 year as a starting quarterback, that's not acceptable to some people in the league who need more starts to be a high pick in the first round or a first rounder in general. So lack of experience and lack of accuracy, that needs to be worked on once he gets into the NFL.
All right, here's a look at the rest of Mel's top 10. He's got Alabama linebacker Will Anderson Jr., first defensive player off the board at number four. That's the Cardinals who trade down one spot for that pick. And he's got the Bears, the Eagles, each taking a Big Ten offensive tackle to protect their young quarterbacks. Back here with the guys here, and it's interesting when you look at Mel's you know, top quarterbacks here, and I guess it begs the system here, the question here, Sal, are you picking, you think, talent, or are you picking like a system guy, a guy who's going to fit your system? Because, you know, obviously Jalen Hurts was a second round pick.
Well, where we are in the National Football League right now is a dual threat quarterback who can win from the pocket. And when you look at this draft right now, the two quarterbacks that I think are day one ready are Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud, as Mel mentioned, is a guy who can develop as a dual-threat quarterback who can win from the pocket, a la Jalen Hurts. That's where we are in the National Football League. And we're also in the National Football League right now where you had 68 different quarterbacks make a start in the year 2022. That's the most in NFL history in a non-strike year. So you have to have durability in the National Football League. Now, if you have durability at that position, you can win a lot of football games. So to me, it's about dual threat quarterback who can win from the pocket, and are you staying on the football field?
Who do you think, D-Wood?
Well, I think for me, here's my question. I think this question is for Mel, because when I look at the Carolina Panthers, right, I think most people are really impressed with the Panthers coaching staff, particularly on offense. You got Frank Reich, Josh McCown, and Jim Caldwell. Two of them head coaches. All three of them have been either former quarterbacks or worked with quarterbacks. We talk about players with upside. The Richardson kid, who has the most upside of any quarterback in this draft by far. Could you see a scenario where they trust the coaching staff and draft that guy? Not put him on the field, put him on the shelf, knowing you got Andy Dalton as a quarterback in Carolina right now for the year.
Yeah, Damien, that's a tough one. That would be a risk-reward, taking a boomer bust guy in Anthony Richardson. As I said all along, he can make your draft. He can also break your heart. He's got the talent. Hmm. Will he develop into an accurate passer who can see the field and get the ball to the receiver and can do the maximum with the football? We've seen it with other quarterbacks. We haven't seen it with him. Only 1 year as a starter, some would say, nope, can I scratch him off? Only 1 year, that's not enough experience coming into the National Football League. So I think in this draft, because you have C.J. Stroud with 2 great years at Ohio State, and you also have Bryce Young with 2 outstanding years at Alabama. That would override a guy like Richardson and Will Levis. Keep in mind how great he was in 2021 before he was hurt this past season, banged up behind that poor, horrific offensive line at Kentucky. So for me, it's the other quarterbacks are so good and come in so equipped to be great quarterbacks. We don't know yet if Anthony Richardson get to the point where he can be consistent. He wasn't consistent throwing the ball against the AOGs, guys. That's another occupation, guys, in college. Will he be able to do it in the NFL? That's a leap of faith you take because of the talent that Anthony Richardson possesses.
Look, he was phenomenal at the combine. Arm strength was off the charts. You know, I think Dorian Orlovsky said it best. He said the only thing when you talk about the National Football League, throwing with touch. And that's probably the thing that you would want to see out of Anthony Richardson going forward. I know, Swaggu, you had a question for Mel when you talked about Jalen Carter, correct?
Yeah, I was just at 6, and we obviously know that Detroit wants some interior defensive line help, Mel. Are you basing that off of what Detroit has just done in the secondary and knowing that they want to couple some guys up front, especially on that interior?
So I go exactly what you just said. I had Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback from Oregon, going there in Mach 2.0. And once they got C.J. Gardner-Johnson and a Mosley and you brought in Sutton, now all of a sudden you got that secondary where, hey, it was horrific. It was awful. Okay. Now you added 3 guys, and you can also look at the depth at corner in this draft and get a corner nickel dime in the 3rd, 4th, 5th round because of the depth at that spot. But getting Jalen Carter to kind of complement what Aiden Hutchinson did coming off the edge. They got some other young guys they really like as well on the defensive line. Get Jalen Carter to really be that up the gut, that intimidator, that disruptor that quarterbacks hate. Then you got Aiden coming off the edge. What a dynamic duo Carter and Hutchinson could become, especially with those obviously additions they've made already in terms of free agency in that defensive secondary.
And we saw how he has dropped a little bit, but you still believe he's probably one of the best talents in the draft, even considering what he's been dealing with off the field and the pro day, which certainly didn't help him at all, Mel.
You got to keep my pro days or pro days. I mean, it's not playing football. And I think you're thrown against air in the combine for quarter. All that stuff is away from the football field. On the football field, Jalen Carter was phenomenal. And Jalen Carter came back from an ankle and a knee in September to finish out the year and help this team win a national title. So when you look at on the field, he's the best player as a football player. He's the best player in this draft. I think teams from 5 where Seattle picks down to 10 where Philadelphia pick, and everybody in between there from 5 to 10 could use a Jalen Carter. That's why I don't think he'll fall very far come late April.
Mel Kiper, we appreciate it. His Mock 3.0 is up. Make sure you read it. Appreciate it, Mel. Thank you very much. Well, in a city that once booed Santa Claus.
Oh, we're going to go there. Okay.
It's like right. Christmas morning.
I got you.
All the time for Philadelphia fans. Why they need to enjoy this, why they can, we'll discuss next on Get Up.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Get Up. Let's talk about the game of the night. Joel Embiid, the Sixers hosting the Bulls on Monday night, fourth quarter, under a minute to go, tied up at 89. The master of the mid-range, DeMar DeRozan, Tim Legler, money.
Wait, is that score right in the modern NBA? 91-89, late in the game? Are you, that's usually a halftime score. What is going on? But DeMar DeRozan with the mid-range, and then Tyrese Maxey gets downhill to tie it.
We're tied up at 91. So we go to overtime here, Legs. Under a minute to go in OT. James Harden feeds it. Joel Embiid scores it. He had 37 in this one. Sixers go up 2. 5 seconds left. DeRozan, game winner. He did this all last season. Ah, misses this one, though. So we go to 2 OTs, Legs.
Not necessary in his wheelhouse, right? He's trying to get to 18 feet, not 24.
Embiid on the bench. He fouls out. And then James Harden driving to the rack. Get that out of here. Look at the block. Fantastic block by Derrick Jones. The Bulls go on to win this one. 109-105 and 2 overtimes. Embiid 37-16-6. Listen, the 76ers' loss drops them to a half game behind the Celtics for that 2 seed. They're 3 games behind the Bucks for the top spot. Now, ESPN Analytics currently gives Milwaukee nearly an 80% chance to earn the number 1 seed, which means home court advantage, likely the only one of Boston or Philly in the playoffs. All right, listen here. I want to show you a little something here because, you know, Tuesday is legs day. You know what? And look, we, our art department went overtime. I mean, they were, this thing looked, this picture looks better than Legs is tan right now.
How'd you get a camera in my home gym, man? I didn't know you guys were,
I love it.
I didn't know you guys were checking me out at home.
That is on, tremendous.
Oh,
look at that.
Sensational.
That's young Legs there.
Oh,
young Legs.
I love it.
All right, so give us your top 3 teams right now in the NBA.
All right, number 3, and I had to wrestle with this one because it's really a toss-up between these two teams, but ultimately I'm going to go with Boston still. I know they have not played well over the last month,
right,
but I'm going for their season-long body of work, and I think Jason Tatum's going to find his mojo once again. I just love their depth, and I think this is a team right now that's finding themselves a little bit out of rhythm. They've got to find it before you get into postseason, because if you have to play Philadelphia or something like that in the second round, they could go home early. So I'm still going to go with Boston with a slight nod over Philly for number 3. Number 2, Denver Nuggets. out west. Mm. And look, this is obviously as we wait to see what Kevin Durant's going to look like in Phoenix.
Right.
The Clippers get it, you know, a sustained run with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. I think those are the two biggest threats to the Nuggets out west. But for now, I'm not dismissing the regular season that the Nuggets have had while all these teams try to figure out who they are late in the season. They've got a great starting five, great role definition. They added depth. They're exceptionally well coached, and they've got one of the best players in the NBA. So let's go with the Denver Nuggets. But right now, for me, the number one team is Milwaukee. And this hinges on Chris Middleton being healthy and being productive and being the Chris Middleton that we've seen. He's starting to find that rhythm. You still got 34 there, obviously. But then again, this is a team that's gone out and added pieces. You go pick up a Jay Crowder. You pick up a Joe Ingles. The playoff experience that those two guys have collectively, I think that helps Milwaukee with depth and having key guys step up in big moments. So for me right now, I think the Milwaukee Bucks take the top spot.
You know, here's the thing that kills me. We got Sal Powell here. We got Philly guys here. And then Philly loses. I mean, they had been on a roll. And
is this the way they treat people when they come to the show?
He's got the streak of 30 plus.
Unbelievable. First I get sneaky Hembo, and then I get the Sixers losing. Against the Bulls in double overtime. What is this about?
That's the way we are in Philly. I see Sal Powell, first time in a long time. Football guy, first thing he says, what a bad loss for the Sixers. Yeah, right. It really was, too.
All right, so now let's talk about some good stuff. Legs, let's talk about top MVP candidates here. What do you think? What do you think? You know what? How about this? We'll change it up. How about some good stuff for Philly? After missing the playoff for 10 straight years, the Phillies, led by Bryce Harper, won the NL last season. Came up just short against the Astros, of course, in the World Series. Eagles made it back to the Super Bowl this past season after winning the whole thing 6 years ago. Jalen Hurts had really the game of his life. But, of course, the Chiefs won in the final seconds. And what about the Sixers? Well, they haven't made the conference final since Allen Iverson led the squad 2001. They got the MVP front runner right now in Joel Embiid. Here's the thing about Philly. I say this, Philly fans, enjoy it. This is great. I mean, your Phillies got to the World Series. Your Eagles got to the Super Bowl. And yet you guys are still insufferable. You're still upset. Yeah. I don't understand your Philly.
Nobody likes us, but we don't care, man. That's all I got to say about
that. Hey, listen, that's what I don't get.
I'm going to tell you this, though, man. All my group of friends I talk to all the time, if they get to a third straight championship, right on the threshold and lose, if the Sixers lose in the finals, I don't know how much more they can take getting that close and not winning if they do that three consecutive professional sports teams.
You've played all and been in these Philly things. What do you think about Philly fans?
Man, those fans is crazy. They crazy as hell in Philadelphia, man. It's like, you know, like when you travel like Philadelphia, man, it's a whole different beast, whole different animal. You know everybody's going to be raucous. But you know what? They got the energy and the enthusiasm for their team is top tier. There's no question about it.
Swaggoo, how would you describe Philly fans?
I love Philly fans, man. Be honest with you. I love them. I think, look, that team, their teams, and they ride for them. You hate them if you're a Cowboy fan, but I would love to be them. The Eagles have been to two Super Bowls in the last 7 or 8 years. Philly, the 76ers are playing well. Obviously, the Phillies been to the World Series. I would love to be them right now. And I would love to be pissed off about losing the Super Bowl as a Dallas Cowboy fan, to be honest with you. So I like Philly fans, man. They give me a hard time, but they also are respectful. I think the best thing about them is that when you're telling the truth, they okay with it, whether it's good or bad in their light. So I can always deal with a fan base like that. I don't like the fickle fan bases. I don't like the fan bases that hate you in our job when you say something that's not even that terrible about their team and you the worst, and then the next day you say something nice about them, and then you're the best analyst on TV. I don't like them kind of fans, man. Stay in the lane. Like, choose one side and stay on that side. Philly fans seem to choose one side and stay on that side. I like
that. In a word, Philly fans?
Crazy.
In a word?
Fanatical.
In a word?
The best.
How about that?
There you go.
And may have the MVP in Joel Embiid this season.
He got my vote.
They may. They got my vote. One thing about Philly that's not good right now, how about hockey? Thursday, ESPN, we got a hockey doubleheader. It starts in Philly. Flyers hosting the Wild, 6:30 Eastern. And then Sidney Crosby and the Pens, they take on the Stars. You can see everything on the ESPN app. Listen, Philly's win streak, it was snapped last night. Do Joel Embiid and the Sixers need that top seed in the conference more than anyone else? Stephen A., J.J. Redick, Tim Legler, Malik Garam, they discuss. First Take coming your way at the top of the hour.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.